Was that 8 counts? Not even close, right?
I don't know. I was looking over there as if, like, that was going to tell me something, but it didn't.
Maybe it's probably, like, 3.
Yeah. We'll go with 4. I think it's a good happy medium.
Okay, so 4, and there's 2 of us, so 4 times 2, it was 8. It was 8 counts.
8, yeah. That math kind of made sense for a second. It kind of did.
You know why it's 8 counts?
Because it's season 8.
Season 8 of the Mystery Files. We're back. Yeah. Well, did we ever really leave? No.
Can you really escape us? No.
Never.
No.
Welcome back. I'm Logan LeMaster.
And I'm Tiffany Walker.
And you're listening to The Mystery Files. Where we uncover the secrets. Dirty, the evil,
the vile,
the disgusting,
and the cute.
And the pretty.
And the so awesome. Besties.
We're glad to be back with you guys.
We are glad, and I don't know. My voice is a little messed up, so if you're normally a listener, I have a little bit of a little sickiness, so if I sound a little whack, that's why. But I'm excited to start it off with a bang, quite literally.
It's good podcasting voice, I'm sure.
I know, a little raspy. It's like I listen to a little jazz show. You're welcome.
Yeah, I mean, I like how Benjamin, whenever he has to, like, do, like, our gauges, like, he always has to, like, turn, like, mine down because I'm just so loud. Yeah.
My voice is quiet, but I'm trying to project so my voice comes out. Because the more quiet I am, the more noise does not come out of my mouth.
Right. Like, so, the sickness is, like, working. It's, like, great.
I'm fighting.
Yeah.
I'm a fighter. What can I say?
That's okay.
Yeah.
I've been seeing, like, other podcasts, like, have, like, their co-hosts, like, almost on the verge of, like, throwing up. And they'll still, like, go through with it. So, like, I don't feel bad whenever we're having, like, an off day. I'm like, these people are about to throw up on screen.
I don't push it cooking. That far. I'm like, I have a cold, actually. I have an upper respiratory infection.
If the weather's just a little too cold out, we'll cancel the show.
We go, we shouldn't. It might snow.
It might snow. We're like old people.
What if it rains? Yeah, for real. I'm like, I'm a little sleepy, though.
Oh, I don't know. We should cancel school tomorrow.
I think it's a snow day, personally.
We were talking about this earlier. We went to a coffee shop, guys, before we started recording, just to hang out a little bit.
Yeah.
I miss getting snow days. I miss getting time off.
The closest thing we have is a sick day, but, like, even when you have a sick day, you feel guilty for doing anything because you're supposed to be sick, you know?
And it's like, do you have enough hours for the sick day either?
Yeah, like, for real. I'm like, you can't even really use it to your fullest. So.
If you are still in college or high school or just anything, if you're just, like, if you just don't have, like, a 9-to-5 type of job, please be grateful for your snow days.
Soak it up. Honestly, teachers, though, teachers also get, like, a break. So, like,
teachers,
I know you go through a lot, but I'm so glad you get a Christmas and, like, little breaks. Like, that's so good.
I wish.
It's fine. We'll manifest into the universe. Let everybody have a little break now and again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They can have a little break with us for the new season here.
Yeah, we had a little in between. We also released a few things while we were away. We just released a little Science Files episode.
Yes.
So, Science Files, Logan?
So, the Science Files is a spinoff of the Mystery Files. So, where instead of us teaching each other about different history cases or about supernatural experiences, we learn science.
Science.
And our first episode's up now, Volume 1. Do you like that I call them volumes?
Yes, Volume 1.
Volume 1 is out. In that one, we make a giant
volcano. We built it. Little DIY moment. Neither of us had the chance to make one growing up, so we were like, let's relive, like, this science fair vibe and just build it ourselves. And it was so cute.
Super fun, super crafty, very fun, very chill also.
Yeah, it didn't ruin my house, so I was really happy too.
Yeah, that's, I have ideas already for what the next Science Files will be, but we'll have to talk about it.
Yeah,
since you're worried about mess. So
I am a little worried. But yes, apart from, like, the Science Files, we're just trying to branch out and just make more different types of content. So, like, Science Files is just, like, a little easing into just some new stuff. We'll still be making our little mysteries here, but just keep an eye out on our YouTube and things like that so you can see some new stuff through us. So
check it out. Even if you're just, like, cleaning and you just, like, want something to listen to that's a little chaotic, a little fun.
Yeah, we keep it chaotic.
Keep it fun. And you can also learn how to do it. We cut most of the instructions out of the way, and it still turned out great. So you can learn from us how to actually do a volcano in a quicker amount of time.
Yeah, take that, National Geographic. Respectfully. But I am glad that we are here today for a mystery, and I'm excited for you to get us back into it.
Yeah, should we just hop right in for the case?
I would love that.
Okay, would you like, we didn't do a drum roll for the Science Files, did we? No, we did.
We did, I remember we did.
Even though you knew what it was.
Yeah, but like they didn't know. It kept it cute, but I will do one for you today.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
This week on the Mystery Files, we are covering the case of the Denver International Airport.
Oh, I am excited. I've heard there's some crazy stuff with this. Mm-hmm. I don't know to the full extent, but aren't there, like, a lot of conspiracy theory things with this?
A lot. Like, like there was, like, I think 10. I don't think I picked all 10 out, but it's a lot. There's a lot of really fun stuff in it.
I'm excited.
So we'll get into all of that. I'm very excited.
Okay.
So just for record, most of my sources come from actually Denver.org.
Go Denver.org.
And it's a post talking about the myths of the Denver airport. So these are considered myths. So the author for this script is kind of on the side of like a little bit of like, but is it true?
Okay.
But it's still a very well-informed article like others have been.
Okay. I'm excited.
Yeah. So let's get into it. This is the intro. The Denver International Airport, whose airport code is DEN, but locals abbreviate to the DIA, which that's already cool. The DIA. That's cool.
CIA?
It's like their own, like the dinosaur CIA.
Yep.
Give me your money.
That's what the CIA says for sure. Give me your money. CIA.
The DIA has some secrets. At least that's what conspiracy theorists on the internet will tell you. Built as a replacement for the Stapleton International Airport near Denver, in 1995, the DIA has always had its share of nefarious conspiracy theories about it. Ooh. From the beginning, I'm so sorry if you're from Colorado, I might mess this up. From the beginning, Coloradians?
Coloradoans.
You see that? Coloradians.
Nodians.
People who are from Colorado
have
theorized about the airport's secret tunnels, clues to Nazi secret societies, and horrifying bringers of doom hidden in public artwork around the Denver hub.
Huh?
I know.
That's a lot.
Even the Denver airport's officials have been perfectly willing to fuel these wild ideas about Illuminati bunkers and links to aliens in its own marketing campaigns.
Can we work there?
I know. I think it's, like, funny that they're, like, just accepting that, yeah, this airport's weird.
That's, like, if we were to work in an airport, that would literally be us. Imagine we're out there with those little light-up things on the track of the planes, and we're like, oh, these conspiracies, huh?
Oh, yeah.
We're not paying attention. We're, like, leading the plane into somewhere random. This is so cool.
Anyway, head that way.
Maybe go that way. Crash the planes.
We would crash planes if we were put on the little strip.
We would. We just get too excited with the conspiracies.
If we ever get, like, big enough to do it, like, enough money. Yeah. I would love another Mystery Files, like, spinoff thing where we're just, like, in jobs for a day. Where we
stop.
Like,
it's, like, undercover
boss. Undercover boss, but it's us.
It's us. Oh, my gosh. A spinoff. Undercover boss, but it's us.
Undercover mystery. No, that doesn't make sense.
Undercover files.
Undercover files.
Wow, we're so good at this. Mm. Okay, okay. Also, I feel
we're marketing geniuses.
Couldn't we just, you know, like, some places you're like, oh, well, we should go and film there. Mm-hmm. Why don't we just, like, fly to Colorado and go in their airport and mess around for a bit? And we'll be like, oh, well, we're just
waiting
for the plane to come, but we're just making a whole video there.
They probably would want us to, honestly. I feel like, just from, like, pictures I've seen of the Denver airport, it feels like the Orlando of airports. You know what I mean? Just, like, very touristy.
Okay.
Very, like,
they're like, this is what we got.
Like, they have, like, gargoyles everywhere and, like, weird artwork. It's just, like, tacky. Like, it feels very Orlando-focused to me.
Now, am I a silly goose, or do they have some sort of, like, thing that has red eyes? Do they have something?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a few things
there. I figured you're
going to
get into it, but I was like, I remember red-eyed something or the other, so.
So funny.
Okay.
But, yeah, so, although the airport is most likely making fun of its own eccentric history, there's still a lot of people who do think that these rumors are serious and real. So that's actually something I saw when I was doing this. Like, people were, like, saying, oh, yeah, like, the Denver International Airport is in on, like, the fun theories and ideas and stuff. But the theories were there before they started joining in on it. So people are like, are they covering it up? Like, oh, yeah.
That's, like, the best. I want to know the oldest employee that works there. Like, who's worked there the longest so we can get the real tea.
Right. Yeah. It's, like, I feel like it's, like, one of those things, like, oh, you think I'm the one who robbed that bank? Oh, you're so crazy. Yep, you're it was wild. Me, guys.
It was me.
I did it. That's what it feels like to me.
Now we just have to go. Oh, my gosh, we can call them.
We
go, can we talk to your longest employee there? And they go, never call here again.
They find this episode, they know our voices.
We'll be put on the do not fly list because we're messing around with the Colorado airport.
I hope we're put on, like, their marketing. This is such a side tangent, but I hope we're on their, like, marketing thing. Do you ever think about that?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I wonder if people YouTube our channel and see cases we've done on stuff, and they're like,
wow. Oh. That's different.
That's them.
That's who they are.
I've thought about that before. Oh, I think it's so funny.
They get a whole journal diary of us. This is who we are.
I wish.
Through all the stages of grief.
I hope we're on, like, a list. Not, like, a list, but, you know, like a marketing list.
A marketing list, yes. Other lists? No.
Maybe one day. Anyway, so let's get into the first one. And we're talking about secret societies.
Yes! Oh, my gosh. Okay.
All right, so one of the most pervasive legends about the airport is that it was built by the members of a secret society. Which secret society, you ask? Well, that depends on who you talk to. But believers variously point to the Freemasons, one of the world's oldest secular fraternal organizations dating back to the stonemason lodges of the 14th century.
Ooh, okay, so is this like Gravity Falls vibes? I feel like that was like inspired by Freemason stuff, right? Yeah.
Yeah, just like kind of like that rebel cause type of thing, like a secret organization that's at the root of all things.
I love it.
Which leads into the next one. People believe the Illuminati.
Our favorite.
A short-lived and Enlightenment-era secret society that some insist is still active. So a lot of people think the Illuminati has meetings there.
Oh, my
underground
gosh.
In the bunkers.
The Illuminati genuinely scares me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying this online, but I am afraid. I'm actually afraid of them.
I think about the Beyonce line, how like, people, like y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Like, she was so funny for that. That goes back to the theory. Like, okay, I'm not saying Beyonce is part of the Illuminati. Love her.
I am.
But, well, in case I meet her, I don't want her to you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, I think it's like the same thing of like, oh yeah, I'm in the Illuminati, guys. Like,
wink, wink.
That's what I would do. I'd be like, yeah, guys, I'm in the Illuminati. Okay.
You just, like, manipulate them into thinking.
Just, like, overly gaslight them.
Yeah, gaslighting them. That's a good bit. Hey, Beyonce.
Like, what? Are you next? You're going to tell me all the abandoned Toys R Us are headquarters for the Illuminati? Okay.
I don't know what kind of crazy person would have this exact address, but
But the next one also, people believe that's there, is the New World Order, which is an alleged cable of global elites conspiring to overthrow the existing governments and rule the world.
Ah.
Or perhaps all of the above, since these three groups are often said to be linked together. So people think it's either one of the three or it's all of them.
Can you, we're in really bad luck if it's all three in one.
Just, I'm like, fearing. Such a random place to meet, but, like, it's kind of funny and random. Like, I could see it.
I want to see it. I'm just picturing all of them sneaking in some tunnels underneath the airport.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Also, like, are the people in the airport getting a little suspicious? Like, wouldn't they eventually start seeing the same people over and over? Mm-hmm. Or, like, do they just act like, oh, I'm on a business trip. I meet here on my business trip.
Well, like, maybe they, like, hide. Like, maybe there's, like, secret entrances off of the airport. And then you, like, go into it, you know?
Well, I've also talked about this in general with Benjamin. So, like, this is, like, a side tangent, but relates to this. Like, do you know, like, when there's, like, a celebrity or someone who comes into town and they perform at, like, some big venue, and you wonder, like, how they leave that venue without being bombarded or that kind of stuff? Like, it'd be the same with an airport. Like, how are they, like, sometimes they have private jets, but, like, if they don't, they go into a place like the Colorado airport and just acting like they're not famous?
Yeah.
Like, how?
Do you know about the Taylor Swift conspiracy?
Not the conspiracy. Are you talking about choosing, like, the popcorn machine at some... Is it the popcorn machine?
No, the luggage. When she's in her, like... There's this rumor that she was trying to escape the paparazzis one time. And she... People believe she was in her suitcase. Like, people made, like, a body... they took the sizes of her body, and it's, like, the exact shape if she were to, like, cram into it.
Can you imagine having all that money and you have to hide yourself in a suitcase to get around?
Well, they do that at concerts. That's why I bring it up, because Harry Styles has done it. He goes inside this giant, like, sound booth thingy, and then they, like, roll him onto the stage. That's why people will freak out.
Well, that's
what I've seen him do it. I saw it at his show.
Well, that's what I was thinking about the Taylor Swift thing, because wasn't it at, like, some football game they said she was inside some popcorn machine hiding?
Yep.
And they were pushing around this popcorn machine. I'm like,
that's
that girl
so funny.
Has billions of dollars and she has to be rolled around in a popcorn machine.
That's so funny.
Like, oh, at what cost?
Maybe that's how they get to the airport. They're all like,
they're in that the really big suspicious luggage is actually them.
That'd be so wild. Funny. Yeah. Oh my god. But basically one of the most persuasive pieces of evidence for the theory about these different campaigns of people is a dedication capstone at the airport's south entrance dated March 19th, 1994. Mm-hmm. Sealed beneath the stone is a time capsule containing messages and memorabilia to the people of Colorado in 2094.
Stop it. What is the message?
I don't know why there's a time capsule at the airport. Like, that's so random.
I'd be a little suspicious.
The granite marker depicts the square and compasses symbol of the Freemasons and the names of two Grand Lodges and their Grand Masters. While some have made much of this, airport officials say it's only evidence of the generosity of the local lodges that crafted and laid the stone. After all, that's what stonemasons do, right?
I'm a little suspicious about what might be in there. Mm-hmm. Also, 2094, I'm just like, it seems a little ominous.
Yeah.
Like, they have something underground, like...
It's just like, if you're gonna leave a Satan symbol in plain sight, and it's like, oh, well, that's just my uncle's family crest.
Like, underneath an airport, okay. I'm, like, thinking it's gonna be some, like, bomb.
A or, bomb? Like,
something weird. I don't know. In 2094,
what
like...
What if it's, like, high-tech?
No, high-tech bomb. It. Like...
You can't say a bomb's at an airport.
That's why I'm saying bomb. I'm not
you're not saying bomb. You're saying bomb.
I'm being chill so about okay. it. I'm like, what if? I'm not gonna, I don't want to get put on no fly list or nothing. I don't know how. Someone's going to get back to me. Some CIA person's going to bash through my windows because I'm saying bomb on the internet.
Or the DIA people are going to get you. The DIA's coming.
They're going to catch my house on fire.
If we get a knock at the door right now, DIA.
DIA, open up.
It's a plane. It's a plane.
A full-blown plane in my apartment.
A plane is putting us to death.
Stop. The pilot comes out and goes, is this Colorado? I heard this was Colorado. Somehow he's been, like, flown to my house. It's the only logical answer. When worlds collide. Literally.
So... The capstone also makes mention of a group called the New World Airport Commission. Mm-hmm. Unlike the Freemasons, this group doesn't actually exist, making its inclusion a little tougher to explain. Mm-hmm. And as some like to point out, the name is suspiciously close to that of the so-called New World Order. So, like...
I mean, if we're talking about them, I feel like they exist in some capacity, because why would they be full named, like... Like, they have to exist in some capacity, right? Or had to have had exist in the past. Like
why are you why are you putting in memoriam for something that like, doesn't exist? Like, that's so weird. Like, that's so silly.
I think it was real and someone's trying to cover it up. Or it is still real and it really needs covered up for some reason.
But according to a 2007 West Word article, the name is likely a reference to a Czech composer named Antonín Dvořák, who has a song called the New World Symphony, I believe. Ooh. And the New World Airport Commission was simply a temporary commission created to arrange the new airport's opening festivities. But at the same time, why?
Why?
Like, that's such, like, a weird, like, stretch to, like...
It's like,
But, like, the New World Order is a thing, but, like, oh, it's the New World Airport. But it's still just, like... It's all just, like, weirdly... Even if it's not true...
Yeah.
It is, like, weirdly coincidental...
Yeah.
For, like, many of reasons. Like, right?
Yeah. I think it's a little too coincidental. I think they're trying to cover up their true intention and everything.
Right. So... This is what people rumored to believe is in the time capsule. Not anything crazy, but it's supposedly filled with coins, a baseball from Coors Field, a pair of former Denver Mayor Wellington Webb sneakers.
Ew.
Yeah, it's gross. Ew, it's gonna smell like feet in there when they take it out.
Stinky mayor feet.
Can you imagine, like, they unbury this in, like, 2094, and then just, like, the whole room smells like mayor Skechers?
Ew, Skechers. Skechers specifically.
So this is the other weird thing. The reason they have this in there is because apparently the Denver mayor went door to door with sneakers during a campaign throughout the city. Like,
okay, so
it was called his sneaker campaign.
Okay, Vanessa Hudgens, sneaker night.
You will never be Vanessa Hudgens. You'll never be Vanessa.
My question is, are the sneakers in here just ones he had for like his publicity things, or like were they his sneakers he wore?
I think it's the sneakers he wore when he was like campaigning door to door. So they're gonna smell crazy.
Yeah, that man's walking.
They're gonna smell crazy.
He walked too many miles in those shoes.
Way too many.
Nasty. Put them away.
A few Black Hawk casino tokens are said to be in there and other memorabilia.
It might be worth some money.
No, for sure.
Those at least.
So this part's funny. It says, we'll have to wait quite a few years to find out for sure what's in there, although some have already tried.
What do you mean they try to get into it?
I think people are going to the airport trying to, like, dig it up first. I
wonder if they think it's more than that. Like, if people are, like, actively really trying to get into it, they might think it's something of significance. Like,
no, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I think, okay, listen. I'm listening. I know as a conspiracy theorist, you can just say anything to make your case happen.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to do right now.
Yeah,
do it. There is a very good possibility that we're told that it's going to come out in 2094.
Yeah.
But who's to say people can't take from it earlier than that? Like, what if the secret societies are told to take it out at, like, 2090?
Yeah.
And then they are supposed to replace it with these objects. So it's like...
I mean, honestly, who's to say they won't take it sooner, or they haven't already taken it and replaced it with whatever they need to replace it with?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, anyone could easily do that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying that is the case, but I'm not saying it's not the case either.
Like, it could be.
Right. Well,
considering they already have access to these underground tunnels, what would stop them from accessing this?
Like, grab it. And also all the weird symbols on it. I'm like, all right.
No.
Okay.
Stuff like that makes me think, like, they're going to somehow, like... somehow find all these ways to find secrets of, like, how to have eternal life.
I'm so sorry. All this wrapping paper you have is falling all over me.
Sorry. I'm celebrating Christmas over here. But, yeah, like, what if somehow inside this box lies, like, the secrets of the universe and, like, eternal life if they press these symbols on this certain night? Like, it's not just a ball and shoes. It's, like, something bigger. You know what I mean?
It might be. If there are sneakers in there, oh, it's over. It's over. I would not envy that person.
That's actually the secret to eternal life. You have to smell the mayor's shoes. Specifically, the ones he wore to campaign in, I think.
You have to smell them and go, uh-oh, stinky, and then you get the
sneaker night.
Well, Sneaker Night by Vanessa Hudgens is playing.
Yeah.
That's the key to infinite youth.
Actually, as soon as you smell it, your eyes roll in the back of your head. And the music plays around you and you start seeing visions. So
it's like, a cult thing. You're like levitating in the air. Sneaker
Night. Yeah. The secrets of the universe, actually. Gosh, we need to open up this box.
We're going. We're booking a flight there just to see it.
To fly into the airport.
We could book a flight there. That's how we get in.
Yeah, that's how we can film in there. We go, oh, we're just waiting for the second plane to come. And then we just never go on
our
plane.
We're waiting for our Uber.
Yeah. Our Uber never came. And now we have to stay in the airport overnight.
Our grandpapa.
We're actually siblings in the airport.
That's not the first time that would happen, though, that people thought we were siblings. Dating.
Siblings are dating.
What do you think? Are we getting married or are we going to potluck?
They're like, I hope neither of those things.
This is the last part of this theory.
Okay.
This one is kind of funny. I can't lie.
Mm-hmm.
One popular theory is that the Braille tablet above the dedication stone, you know, like for blind people to be able to read it, you know, accessibility.
Can they reach it above it for a second?
I don't think it's that high up. I think it's like,
I thought it was like way high
lower
up.
To the ground.
How do they expect someone to Braille it up there if it's too high?
Braille it up. Like, you know how you'll go to like a park here or something, and there's like the statue and like the dedications on the bottom and stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's like that.
Okay.
People think the Braille is actually a keypad. if you touch the raised dots in the correct sequence, you'll be able to open the time capsule.
Okay, but what does it say? It's like someone actually gone to. Oh, can someone blind that's listening to the podcast right now come to Colorado with us and read it? And maybe we can figure out how to open it.
We could. Honestly.
Why have they never had someone that knew how to read Braille do it?
I don't know, but this is what I think is interesting about it. Some current Masons seem to buy into this myth, actually. Mm-hmm. One airport employee says she's heard reports of Masons visiting the capstone and trying to swipe their Masonic membership cards near the time capsule, just in case.
Stop it.
So people, like, are like, well, what if I am a part of, like, a secret society or something? That's like so funny.
Normal average day people thinking that they're like the secret to the universe. Like, somehow my Freemason card's gonna unlock it.
Right, exactly. That's so funny.
Yeah, get some Braille reader to help you first off. Why exactly. are you going there with your card and thinking you can have like everything?
Yeah. Why are you being ableist? Ask for help.
You're being ableist. Get some help, dog.
Yeah. Like, they would. Someone would know.
Someone would know.
Like, that's just so funny to me.
Yeah. Get a Braille reading bestie. Come on.
Did you ever, like, used to touch, like, the Braille as, like, a kid?
Yeah, outside of the classroom. Well, I convinced myself I know how to read it, so it would be, like, underneath every letter, and I'm like, okay, one dot is A. I don't know.
Your eyes are open, and you're like, A?
A, I'm doing so good. Well, I try to, like, memorize it, but obviously I never learned anything, because I don't think one dot is A. If it is, maybe I remember, but I don't know.
That's such a kid lie slash confidence to have. Like, that's so real.
Like, if I just keep looking, I'll remember it. There's nothing about that. That's I was trying.
Oh, God. Are you ready for the next?
Oh, yeah, I don't think anything can beat that, but yeah, I'm ready for
more. Oh, I think this will.
Oh, no.
We're on to the next one. Underground bunkers, endless tunnels, and a visit from lizard people.
I was thinking about this earlier when you were talking about the societies of people, like the government and everything, because I was thinking about, like, reptilian people and how, like, people in high authorities of government can be reptilians.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad this is part of it, because, lizard people, reptilians freak me out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. So, another related legend is that there are miles of underground tunnels and layer upon layer of secret buildings and bunkers beneath the airport, which the members of the secret societies plan to use to ride out the upcoming apocalypse.
Great. Cool.
Okay.
That's scary.
I know it's possible. It's like, this is too far-fetched or like something like that. But there has to be secret bunkers in a lot of different places for something like that.
Yeah, there has to be some different things in place because it could happen.
Yeah.
It really could.
I need to double check, but I think some of the theories with this are that, okay, Denver, Colorado, where are you?
Denver.
I think people, like, think it's the, shut up. I know. I know, okay?
It's in Denver.
Okay, wait, hold on. Hold on. I'm looking at a map, okay?
Great start.
Okay, okay, so I'm not crazy. Mm-hmm. So some people think the Denver airport is, like, this crazy thing because it's, like, a centralized location. It's not too far from L.A., kind of far from New York, but it's, like, more centralized USA, so, like, it's a safe spot to be in. Mm-hmm. So that's what a lot of people have, like, said before. It's a little bit of a stretch because it's not in the middle.
It's not super center, but, like...
But it's close. Do you see that? It's, like, close to center.
Yeah.
It's, like...
But honestly,
it's like a little to the left of center.
Once you go more right, there's nothing out there that's really going to make you feel safe anyway. Like, Iowa, I'm from Iowa. It's not super duper bunker vibes. Like,
Are you going to take refuge in Utah?
Okay, Utah's a little far.
Wyoming? Why are you
Wyoming,
here?
Wyoming, no.
Idaho?
I don't know.
You go.
Girl. Oh! You play too much. You play.
So, yeah, so some claim there's a tunnel that runs all the way from the airport to the North American Aerospace Defense Campaign, otherwise known as NORAD.
Ooh, NORAD.
You know, that one that tracks Santa, right?
Is they?
No, is it NORAD? Is that
Nomad?
NORAD that...
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
It might
about.
Be NOMAD. Hold on. NOMAD, I don't even know what NOMAD Santa is. Tracker.
NORAD.
I think it's NORAD. Right. It's NORAD!
NORAD!
The NORAD Santa Tracker.
Santa Tracker. That's really
Wait, let's
cute.
Check.
Where's Santa
this is
right
so
now?
Off topic. I'm sorry, guys.
Give them the people what they want.
Do you think Santa started yet? No.
I think so. Benjamin and I were joking the other night that if that Thanksgiving is actually Santa's, like, preparation night. Like, he takes his official drive around the world once to see the, like, his path. And then by Christmas, he's got it.
Come back December 1st.
Oh, we can't know where Santa's until December 1st. Why can't we stalk Santa, NORAD? Come on.
Well, people think it goes right to them because it is located 100 miles away near Colorado Springs.
Hmm.
Okay. Not Radiator Springs.
Darn Flabbit.
Others suggest the underground lair may be home to something supernatural, like extraterrestrials.
Yes, yes, yes.
Or lizard people. This one's funny. Well, not funny. It's kind of weird. After Jordan Peele's 2019 horror film Us premiered, some even positioned that the tunnels beneath the airport could house a community of murderous doppelgangers ready to rise out from under the earth and take over the surface.
That is such a scary concept. I have never thought about that. Absolutely not.
Kind of like Undertale, like with the game. They have, like, all the monsters underground.
Is it the same vibe, then?
They're nice monsters, but they're, like, trying to get out from under the ground. Okay. And, like, be with society. It could be like that.
They're trying.
They're all, like, monsters underneath.
Except they're gonna kill us.
That's fine. No. That'd be funny, right?
That's a little funny. Interesting take on, like, an apocalyptic vibe. Like, the place you could go to be safe is actually filled with doppelgangers of yourself trying to kill you. Like, that's real messed up.
Stop. What if it's doppelgangers of all the famous people? Like, you know how people think Avril Lavigne got replaced? What if Avril Lavigne's doppelganger was down there?
Wait, there's so many celebrities. What if, like, the celebrity is actually the doppelganger of someone else that lives in the past? Like, I've seen pictures of, like,
that's old... like Clone High.
Is that same vibe?
Same vibe. Sorry, same vibe. Go ahead.
Oh, you're good. But, like, there's some celebrities that, like, you see pictures of people from, like, 1920s, and they're, like, an identical version of, like, certain celebrities.
Yeah.
Like, it's so scary. Mm-hmm. But, like, I've seen those.
Mm-hmm. I saw there was one of, like, Dua Lipa, wasn't there? Like, someone that looked exactly like her?
Maybe. I'm gonna have to look up. There were a few people that I was, like, a little freaked out. I'm gonna have to show you after
the
show.
Maybe we should do a mini mystery on that or something. That'd be fun.
It was really interesting. But, yeah.
Yeah. Although the airport acknowledges that there are several subterranean levels beneath the main terminal, including the trains that carry passengers to and from different concourses in a long-defunct automated baggage system, they say the tunnels only extend out to the perimeter of the airport that's only less than 2 miles.
That's a pretty big, like, span of space, though. 2 miles?
Yeah.
Oh, it only spans 2 miles. But, like, who's to say it can't go more if it's already 2 miles deep? Like...
Well, that's, like, the whole thing is, like, you don't know how much, like, they're keeping a secret. Because, like, I know for the longest time, Disney didn't tell people that... Do you know about this? About Disney World?
What about it?
Disney World has an entire tunnel system underneath it.
For, like, the cast members?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, that's, like, I don't think it's evil. But, like, they didn't tell people about it. So, it's, like, so, say you're, like, a famous person or you're, like, Mickey Mouse and you need to go from point A to point B. You can't really walk around the parks or everyone's going to get you.
Oh.
So, or take pictures or be excited. So, you go underneath it and then show up on the other side.
I've heard the tunnels are actually pretty freaky. Like, they're really dark and the members can't really see ton down there.
I mean, I believe it. I would be freaked out if I was only, like, if it was even just us working there and I was walking through there.
I'm about to find some Disney employees and ask them the tea.
I wish I don't wish I worked at Disney, but I would like to go down those tunnels.
Yeah, I want to the vibes. We can sneak
Undercover Boss.
Undercover Boss. We dress as the Disney characters. I'm Mickey.
So they also insist that you're much more likely to meet mundane office workers than billionaires in ceremonial robes. Since some of the underground levels host work and office spaces, and they're adamant that any purported evidence of space aliens is just graffiti from mischievous employees, some of whom have been known to draw lizard masks to prank unsuspecting coworkers and members of the media.
See, part of me wants to believe it's, like, something silly, but I could also I could see some employee trying to really freak someone out and draw, like, stuff to make people think the reptilians were down there.
I think I misspoke a little bit, too, because I think they, like, wear lizard masks also and try to freak out their employees, which is kind of really
funny.
That's
a good bit. That's a really good bit.
But also, I feel gaslit.
Yeah.
I feel like, oh, yeah, guys. Oh, there's people
down
there.
All those people really like to mess with people down there.
All you're going to see is office boring people. Yawn. Working 9 to 5.
I feel like I
can honestly Dolly Parton's evil clones down there.
Dolly's down there, too.
Howdy, y'all. Howdy, I'm gonna kill y'all.
Stop the fingernails.
Killing you 9 to 5. What a way to be murderous.
Yeah.
What'd you say? Living?
Way to make a living.
These Christmas wrapping papers keep attacking me.
It's not my fault. Christmas hates you.
They don't want me to talk about the DIA.
We got all those wrapping papers for free. Thank you, thrift store.
Oh, I'm going to take them after this.
watch it, but I'm gonna cry. On Christmas.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
We're on to apocalyptic artwork.
Yay!
That's this podcast.
Apocalyptic.
All right. So, while many of Den's supposed secrets are encased in granite or buried deep underground, others are right in the open for all to see. So, I've heard a lot about these ones. Mm. Two pieces of art in particular have drawn plenty of interest. A pair of 28-foot-wide murals by artist Leo Tanguma. One section is called Children of the World Dream of Peace.
I vaguely recognize this.
It's a terrifying name.
Yeah, it should be cute, but it's kind of freaky.
Yep, because it shows scenes of war and death.
That'd be why. It's pretty creepy.
Anchored by a gas mask soldier wielding both a sword and a machine gun, while the other depicts happy children from around the globe dressed in a colorful traditional clothing and laying down their weapons beneath a rainbow of peace.
Oh, they have this chilling in the airport.
Mm-hmm.
They said, welcome to Colorado.
Welcome to Colorado. We got gas masks.
You want to fear for the lives of your children? Yeah. Welcome to Colorado.
We should That's do horrifying. A little search
Let's take
quick.
A little glance at the painting, yeah. shall we? Let's see.
Oh, my God.
That thing's huge.
This
Holy
is
moly.
Huge.
I like the rainbow, but the rest is kind of freaking me out.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. What? This is insane. Ooh. Why does it look like the kids are like attacking him?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it's literally just like every like different the culture in the world of different children on this painting, but they're all like on top of the guy in the gas mask. Why is he? Do you see this? He's like holding the machine gun in his hands, like he's like coddling it, like it's his baby.
That's really weird. Who made that? Why they make that?
I don't know.
Did it get commissioned, or they just went, that suits the airport?
Well, it just makes me think, like, do they think something's going on there or something? Like, I just don't understand, like, what the vision is. Like, I get art's subjective, but it's just weird with already, like, what conspiracies are
There's
in the
There's already
TIA.
A weird enough vibes in there, and they went, let's put this really off-putting painting.
Like, it's just not good for their marketing. They just go,
They just put more mismatched stuff to freak people out.
Oh,
that
my God.
That thing's huge, though. That's a real, like, get yeah. your attention.
Right, exactly. Like, Ooh. It makes you, oh, it's so cute. And then it's
you
like,
go, oh, no.
So, yeah, similarly, one section of In Peace and Harmony with Nature shows children mourning the death of three women and the extinction of numerous animals as the environment burns in the background.
Oh, my gosh. That's also there?
Yeah. Huh. Well, the other section of the mural illustrates the children of the world coming together to rehabilitate and celebrate nature.
Okay.
Beautiful, but also, like...
What the heck?
It just goes to show, like, the whole, like, idea of, like, the bunkers being about the apocalypse. Is it, like, remember?
Yeah.
All right. We're looking Ooh. At this one, too. Oh.
That's dark. The flames.
That child's crying.
Guys, this one looks pretty evil. Like, actually evil. There's smoke.
Why is the... Guys, there is a whale flying out of the ocean, but it's like... Do you see this? It's flying in, like, blood and fire?
Oh, my gosh. That's what it looks like. Guys, look this up. Or if you're not watching our video, go watch our video so you can see what this looks like.
Are you going to put up reference photos? Or
yeah.
Maybe the
we're
going to
get some reference
okay,
photos.
Okay, because this is crazy.
That's really scary looking.
Oh, they have a little buffalo or bison, like Point Park.
Oh,
like
okay,
our
Point
school.
Park. So my question is, you said, is this down in the tunnels or just chilling in the airport, like on top? What is that?
That's a child in a casket.
Oh, my God.
No, this is in the airport. This is like you're walking around.
Oh, this is like if you were in the airport in Pittsburgh and they just have a casual little, oh, look at this painting.
Like, imagine you're saying goodbye to your family. You're going off to college in New York City. It's your big day. And you've seen a painting of nature being burned to the Aww. Ground and murderous monsters.
Or, like, you're like, so excited. You're meeting your family member at the airport after not seeing them for 8 years. You're getting your picture together and, oops, that's in the background.
It's, like, crazy to me.
Maybe I don't want to go to the Colorado airport. I'm getting pushed away.
So, yeah, so these pieces express the artist's hopeful desire for the people of the world to live in peace with one another and in harmony with nature. That's really nice.
Aw, great. That part.
But others have been more focused on the anti-themes of war, death, pollution, and environmental destruction, even claiming that the artwork contains clues and messages about the apocalypse the inevitable rise of totalitarianism in the world government.
Oh my gosh. The thing is,
I love this airport. Can I just say, this is so funny.
It just keeps getting chaotic.
It gets better and better.
But the thing is, like, it would be great if they were just trying to, like, make a statement on, like, environmentalism and, like, taking care of our earth and, not polluting, like, that kind of stuff. But, like, the imagery they're using.
It's definitely, like...
It's, like, a little too jarring and shocking.
Yeah.
Maybe they shouldn't put it in a public airport.
Well,
I don't know.
To be fair to him.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool art, like, if this is, like, the idea. But for an airport, like,
yeah, for an airport.
For a public airport, like, it's kind of, like, it's a lot.
I feel like this would be sick on the side of, like, a city building.
I agree.
Because it's, like, that's kind of, like, the place, kind of want to, like, stir up some
even
change.
At a museum.
A museum, yes.
Yeah. Like, one based on this. But it's just, like,
yeah.
I will say, all things considered, I think the messaging is very clear. And also, the art is really good. Like, he's a good artist.
The art's great.
This is beautiful
art. I'm not saying he's a bad artist.
It's just weird it's in the Denver airport.
Old choice for an airport.
When I'm trying to say goodbye to my family after my mom's funeral. You know what
I
mean?
Like, is that your choice?
Right.
Like, here's a kid in a casket. Like,
right.
Literally. I'm like, I don't think that's the right place for all that.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
And there's more artwork. So, another artwork that has raised eyebrows is part of Alex Sweetman's Art Chronicles, a photographic series documenting the construction of the airport. The premise sounds cute enough, and although many of the photo murals capture serene scenes, a bison standing in a snowy meadow, a field of vibrant yellow flowers reaching to the sky. That sounds lovely.
That sounds lovely.
One photo of a field of dead,
great,
browning sunflowers can leave some feeling a bit unsettled.
Oh my gosh.
Is it another coded message about the looming apocalypse hidden in the airport's artwork, or just an ode to the changing of the seasons?
Okay, that one, I think that one's a little bit of a stretch for me. Like,
yeah.
It's some dying flowers. Like, sure, maybe they should have chosen, like, a pretty, like, living flower moment.
I agree.
But, like, the fact they're like, it's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor death. For the world ending.
The world, the apocalyptic ending. The death in our society.
D-I-A.
D-I-A.
I can't find it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to take their word for it.
Rotting.
I looked up D-I-A, so they thought I was looking up the Day of the Dead.
Aww.
It's like, yeah. Oh, my God.
You tried.
Okay, well, I believe you.
I believe you. The dead sunflowers.
You.
It's giving death.
Yes. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Grinning gargoyles.
Ooh, us.
Pause,
yeah?
Did you watch Gargoyles growing up?
Like the Hercules gargoyles?
No.
Then no.
It was a show about these jacked, sexy gargoyles that would save the world at night. It was on Disney.
I don't.
Are you ready for this?
No.
Look at this. Why are they hot? Why is he hot?
Okay, I vaguely recognize that. That also looks like cereal. That looks like the
I think they had cereal brands and
okay.
stuff, too. Look at this. Look at
Stop
how hot
it.
Some of these are. Why do I want to give a little kissy to a gargoyle?
Give a little kissy.
And maybe more.
Maybe not.
Do you see? There's no reason this man needs to be that jacked.
Ew, why are his thighs looking like that?
I don't know, but it's hot. It's a hot gargoyle.
Oh, no, I did not watch Gargoyles.
That's so funny. It would come on at like 11 p.m. at night.
Oh my gosh. It does, like, the branding looks pretty cute. Like, that'd be a cool, like, band looking t-shirt.
I think it did really well, like, when it was out. Like, people loved Gargoyles.
Is it on Disney Plus?
I think so.
I'm about to watch some cartoons tonight, guys.
Yay.
Gargoyles.
Anyway.
Yep.
So, compared to the giant colorful murals and Sweetman's large-scale photos, it might be easy to miss the two small gargoyles set atop columns in the east and west baggage claim areas. Historically, gargoyles were added to the buildings to protect the people inside from evil spirits.
Oh, man.
Which is the plot of, like, gargoyles also. At night, they, like, fight monsters and stuff. They're so hot.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to look at a picture of a gargoyle as I fall asleep tonight.
Okay.
And nothing else. Okay.
Yeah.
So, the airport's pair collectively titled the Notre Denver.
Stop it. Really creative. No, Tridenda.
It's no different. Grinning down on arriving passengers, they are there to help ensure the safe arrival of luggage.
That's like kind of cutesy and cheesy.
Wait till I show you a picture.
Oh no.
Although gargoyles have been part of the religious architecture for centuries, most famously on the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris, for which the gargoyles are named, some visitors have viewed the pair as harbingers of evil rather than noble protectors.
Oh my gosh.
To be fair,
they're evil. Do they look scary?
They look a little creepy. I can't lie. Like, okay. I would think these would come to life.
Let's see it.
Come on. Look at this thing.
Okay. They kind of have like monkey vibes or like sea monkey. Yeah.
They're like a sea monkey kind of creature and they're just like this. Like, ah.
They're like a little scary, but also I think all gargoyles are pretty freaky. Okay. That one is especially a little freaky.
That one looks like me, kind of. Half eye, know. Big cheeks.
Little nose. I don't know. It does look pretty freaky.
Definitely not also, as hot as the TV show.
Oh, it's huge. I thought they were little.
No, they're big.
No, now I am scared. Like, it's too big.
Can you just imagine you're at this airport in the middle of the night and that thing wakes up and starts flying at you?
No.
It's a wrap. It is over.
That looks like the bubblegum guy from Night at the Museum. Like, it's that size. Huge. Yeah. Huge
look at this one.
Ew, some of them are nasty looking. He's, like, sitting in a suitcase. Not a fan. I was fine when I thought they were little, but I don't. They're way too big.
Look at this one. I feel like there's more than like what I saw too, because like this is insane.
That's too many. Why is it?
What if you saw that when you were walking out of the TSA?
What if it blinked at you? I think I'd start crying.
Oh, ew! It's like sorry.
Ew! Ugly. Oh, they look like something. They look like gremlins. Isn't it gremlins? Whenever they become like. After they get crazy with the water and food after midnight.
Yes.
That's like the same looking vibe.
So.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about the Doctor Who monster, the Weeping Angels?
No. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to freak you out. Oh, but I'm great. Going to anyway.
No.
So. Okay. The Weeping Angels are this monster from Doctor Who. Mm-hmm. Where they are statues of like people like weeping or like something like that. Like, you know, like angels you would see in like graveyards and stuff.
Yeah.
Their whole thing is that they can only move when you're not looking at them.
I hate that.
So if you were to look away, they can move. And then you turn back and they have to stop in like a pose. Like imagine these things do that to you.
That's scary.
And their whole thing is that if they touch you, they send you back in time. And they like you, whoa. Like your life is like dead. Like, you don't get to go back, like, to your normal life anymore.
Like, that's like they send you back in time. Like, very sad and scary, but that's pretty sick. Like, that's really cool.
Can you imagine if one touched you, though?
Yeah.
I'm just, like, thinking, imagine these things doing that. Hold on. I gotta show you a Weeping Angel now. I gotta show you a Weeping Angel. Look at these things.
Ew. Ew, that's really freaky looking.
And that's what they look like if you're looking at them. They do like this with
their
eyes.
Crying.
Imagine like a gargoyle coming after you like that. That's what I imagine the Denver airport ones do.
They do that. At summer camp, we played a game called Statues where like one person was like the stat. Like everyone behind like the person in charge would like run and try to like tag the person in front.
Ooh.
But like if the person in front like saw you move, then you were out. So like the people had to be statues.
Oh, I've seen. Yeah,
it's kind of like I don't know what it's.
I've heard
called.
Of that one
like,
before.
It's just called statues, I think. But
we should play that. That sounds kind of fun.
We should. It is fun. We're trying to catch people move.
That's so fun.
Like a weeping angel.
You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
I think this one is one of the most iconic people know of.
Okay.
The cursed horse. You know about the horse?
Is this the red-eyed thing?
It might be.
Let's see.
So, no roundup of the Denver International Airport legends would be complete without a mention of the most controversial and storied piece of art, the 32-foot-tall sculpture of a blue horse rearing up on its hind legs above Pena Boulevard is officially titled Mustang. That's such a cute
Mustang.
Name for a horse.
Mustang Sally
now, baby.
Ow.
You ruined my take.
Mustang Sally. You heard it first.
But most, they're making up phrases, but most Denverites.
Denverities.
I think that's Denverites.
Denverites. Sure, all the Girl, Denver peoples.
You're just from Denver.
You're Denverers.
You're Denver.
You're Denvers.
Know him by his demonic sounding nickname, Lucifer. Lucifer.
Lucifer.
That sounds like if Bluey was Satan.
Aw, that's really cute.
Or like Blue's Clues was Satan. Aww. Maybe they're both Satan.
Lucifer.
Wait.
Yeah.
Hear me out.
Uh-huh.
Lucifer.
Yeah.
Bluey. Blue from Blue's Clues.
The Holy Trinity.
It makes
Trinity.
A triangle.
We were in the same idea.
It's a Trinity.
It's giving Illuminati.
It's Illuminati.
Oh, why are we on the same track, though? I think if it's connecting this easy, it's obviously true.
We should have put the tinfoil hats on.
We should. Next episode.
That would have been fun.
Next time, for sure.
So, with his red glowing eyes.
I knew it.
And a mane that looks more like Medusa's snakes than any horse's hair we've seen, Lucifer is a very frightening sight.
Next Halloween, can I dress as Lucifer?
You could. That'd be very
neat. I dress as a horse.
You go, nay, I'm from Denver.
I can get one of the horse heads from the store and paint it blue with red eyes. And then I'm just, like, dressed in all blue next time.
That'd be really funny. Can you actually do that?
Lucifer, I'll come to some party.
But history adds an extra layer of intrigue, so.
Okay.
Created by the artist Luis Jimenez, Mustang was commissioned in the mid-90s and inspired by the bright colors and themes of a famed Mexican muralist like Diego Rivera and Jose Clemente Orozco. Jimenez grew up working in his father's sign-making shop and went on to receive acclaim during his 30 years as an artist, primarily known for his large fiberglass sculptures. Unfortunately, Mustang was to be his last.
Oh, no.
After working on the piece for nearly a decade, Jimenez was killed in an accident in his New Mexico studio in June of 2006 when a piece of the sculpture fell onto him and severed an artery in his leg. The piece was eventually completed by Jimenez's children and unveiled in February of 2008.
The fact that they finished this thing...
I
wouldn't want anything to do with something that was responsible for, like, killing my father.
I mean,
maybe it gave them closure. Like, I can't judge.
They but it's just, like, it feels like a safety hazard, too. Like,
yeah.
It's definitely, like, not his fault, of course, but, like, I just feel like I wouldn't want to go near that if, like, I knew that was, like, a part of it,
I feel
too.
Like, that would have, like, bad juju. I'm like, I don't want to give it a chance.
Yeah, you know? It's just, like, a weird story. Like, just imagine, like, I think what makes all these, like, theories just like weird and creepy is that it's just all surrounding an airport. Like,
yeah.
This is a very tragic and freaky story.
Yeah.
But this art went up in an airport.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. Look in its glowing red eyes and know that, like, that man's dead. No.
Yeah, so this is the other part. Between his tragic backstory and menacing visage, Lucifer has been a target for mythmakers since he was erected, with many insisting that he's cursed. Mm. Some even claim that his glowing red eyes indicate that he represents one of the steeds that will be ridden by the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Stop it! They keep making too many connections. They really said it's the end of times.
Like,
they're coming.
I can't lie. These are ridiculous, but also, they're not a crazy jump to conclusion.
Like, with all of the connections at once, it's sort of making sense. Like, normally you'd be like, okay, they're kind of reaching. But, like, all of these together, I'm seeing how it's kind of making sense.
Yeah. So, although Jimenez himself said they were simply meant to honor the wild spirit of the West. So, it's supposed to be just, like, this fiery, like, spirit. Like, that's why the red eyes are there.
Okay.
But I do understand why it is creepy.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to look at Lucifer.
Lucifer.
This is...
Girl. Ew, that's really freaky looking.
It's literally like, guys, please look up a picture of Lucifer. It's not even
like
they're kind of red.
It's like
they're like red.
Glowing.
Like they're glowing red.
It's like if you have one of those like red laser cat toys. It's like the eye is laser red cat toy vibes.
Look at this in like the broad daylight. Look how red that is.
It shouldn't be that scary in broad daylight, but it really is. That's very off-putting.
I don't have any sources to cite this with, but I have seen people say, or maybe it was, like, animations. I've seen people say that they think one day this horse is going to, like, wake up and, like, start.
Stop it. It's, like, kicking people and it runs to the airport. It runs to a plane waiting to take off.
Lucifer is actually the person that's coming to, like, get us.
Stop it.
Nay,
Lucifer
stop
is
talking.
Actually Satan. Like, actually Satan.
I mean,
Lucifer, literally Lucifer.
Yet again, I know this all goes back to like different artists and their like works and stuff, but again, this horse is sick. This is a cool art.
I'm about to get a Lucifer tattoo.
Honestly, I would wear this on a shirt. Can you imagine? Okay, this on a shirt,
cute,
black,
yeah,
blue lightning in the background.
Ooh, okay, lightning. Yeah.
I see. I'm gonna get a Lucifer shirt. I'm not kidding.
Get someone on Etsy. Lucifer Etsy to make it for
shirt.
You.
They have them.
Stop it right now.
Stop. They have one where he has x-ray eyes. That's so funny.
I think we have to design the one you were talking about because that's a really sick design. Stop. Those are pretty good, but like yours sounded cuter.
Yeah, we have to.
I Lucifer Denver.
That's why are funny. Why are some of these offered on Amazon?
Who made those? We've got to get a real artist up in there.
Oh, come on. This is such a good case because it's just crazy.
Unhinged.
It's just too much.
You think it makes sense? No, it doesn't.
Exactly, though.
Blue Zipper. All
right. Are you ready for the last part before the conclusion?
Yeah.
All right. So we're on to the marketing mythology. So there are countless other myths and legends connected to the airport. A mining cart carved into the tile of the Great Hall and adorned with the letters AU and AG, which are the atomic symbols for gold and silver. Mm-hmm. It's really an abbreviation for Australian Antigen, a deadly chemical weapon that the Illuminati will use to secure power over humankind.
Oh.
I know.
That's concerning.
The coordinates for the location of the airport were given to its architects by space aliens.
I've heard this theory. I'm like, oh my gosh. This is when you start to get to like the wacky, wacky stuff.
Yeah.
By the space aliens.
So strange markings on the walls and buildings are codes from members of secret societies or snippets of an unknown extraterrestrial language. But they're actually references to the Navajo language. So, okay. Like, First Nations.
So, of course, people are going to be saying...
It's aliens!
It's aliens, just because they aren't, like, intelligent enough to try to find the actual history of the language it actually is.
The car one. It's so good.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so good. Other organizations might try to distance themselves from such tales, but the marketing team at Denver International Airport has leaned into the legends. A few years ago, the airport hosted a museum-style gallery exhibition called Conspiracy Theories Uncovered.
Ooh, fun.
Celebrating some of the airport's most notables, including an alien skull that was made by employees planted during the construction of the Westin Denver International Airport Hotel.
Oh my gosh.
They planted an alien skull.
They said,
skull.
Ooh, what would they make the skull out of? Did it say what they made it out of?
It does not, but I'm assuming plaster. Right?
Okay, something. Right? Yeah. They made a skull. They said aliens.
Most recently, the airport has capitalized on the mythical past with a series of ads. One shows Lucifer, red laser beam shooting out of his eyes with the tagline, "Are we creating the world's greatest airport or preparing for the end of the world?"
Oh my gosh, they really are leaning into it.
Another one pictures one of the gargoyles in a Transportation Security Administration scanner and asks, "Streamline security or more secrets?"
Ooh.
Others depict space aliens, a lizard person, mysterious tunnels, even a cat in a tinfoil hat. And they're all hashtagged with, are you ready?
Yeah.
Hashtag the Den Files.
Stop it.
We should hashtag this.
Files. We should. Den
Files.
Hashtag
Den Files.
Oh, that's so cute.
A play on the X-Files TV show.
And the Mystery Files podcast.
Of course.
Obviously.
And they urge viewers to learn the truth at denfiles.com.
Cool.
The truth, it's a marketing campaign for Den's Great Hall Project, a large-scale renovation of the area under the tents of the airport's terminals. Mm-hmm. Or is that just what they want us to believe?
Ooh, okay.
So that's about all of them.
So it, like, makes you wonder, like, was most of this a publicity stunt that they're, like, adding more stuff to make it even a crazier lore? But, like, part of me does want to believe there is some sort of secret society stuff happening. Because even when there are, like, this extra stuff going on, that's even more reason for secret societies to want to be interested. Because it's crazy. It's chaos.
I think it's a lot of accidental coincidences a couple of times. And then it just ended up getting crazier and crazier as time go on.
It's like a snowball rolling down a snow hill and just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Like, exactly. But to be fair, I think they also start as a pretty big snowball.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they had a lot of hits against them already. It was already kind of there. I just love the gaslighting that's happening here. And they even say this in this article. Or is that what they want you to think?
Is that what they want? They're really trying to lure you in. When did they open? What, like, year did the Denver airport open?
It said in the beginning. It was a replacement for a different airport. 1995. Okay. Yeah, it was a replacement. So it's still fairly new. Like,
okay.
I think most of the weird stuff with this airport is, like, just a bunch of poor decisions on the architectural team.
Yeah.
However, I do like the bunker theory the most. I think that the way they're, like, gaslighting people, like, oh, you're only going to find boring office workers down there is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so...
Like, they could easily hide something by, like, just messing with people. Like, oh, I don't know, you're not going to find nothing down there.
I just think it's funny, there's just so many people who, like, believe it, too. Like, it's not bad if you believe it, because, like, I'm not sitting here and saying I don't believe it. I just think some of these are so ridiculous.
It's, like, hard to know. It's hard to know what's real.
Yeah, I like being on the side of both.
I'm definitely on the side of both, too.
I think that's why this case is fun, is that it's just what I said, like, you can't really prove a conspiracy theory wrong, because you can just come up with
more conspiracies.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why I think most conspiracy theorists are just going deeper down these crazy rabbit holes.
I love it, though.
I love it.
I mean, the airport has to realize that, come on. They're
playing with you.
Hindsight is 2020. Like, they made a, like, electrical blue horse with red demon eyes outside. They added all these, like, crazy paintings, and there's bunkers down in their lab and evil gargoyles. Like,
I think they're loving the attention. I think they're loving it.
They're the middle child of airports.
Yeah, they're Denver, like, ooh, we gotta be known for something.
Exactly. And they are. What was your favorite? What do you think?
Well, my favorite, favorite whole little story thing was obviously Blucifer. For obvious reasons.
We gotta get Blucifer shirts.
We gotta get Blucifer shirts. I just love the idea. The history behind it's obviously very sad with the artist, but, like, it's a very well-rounded, chaotic vibe.
Yeah.
And then,
the artwork itself is insane.
Yeah, that alone doesn't even need, you don't need the history to know it's already
wacky. If I didn't know anything about it and I saw the thing, I'd be like, this is crazy.
I'd still be very unnerved, and I think that's half the fun.
Yeah.
So I like that one, and then I also do want to believe that, like, there are secret societies that do meet down there. Like, I don't know how
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, like, different societies. Like, I don't know if it's all three of the things you mentioned, but my heart wants to believe it's the Illuminati, because why not meet somewhere that is supposedly known for those things? Because
it's also weird that they have a memorial to an organization that doesn't exist anywhere.
Yeah, I'm just like, I feel like it would be a perfect cover-up.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, people are joking, like, oh, ha, ha, they think this stuff exists. So,
exactly.
Like, people who are actually in it will be like, yeah, it exists. And, like, no one knows who's actually kidding. So,
no,
like,
exactly.
It could be happening.
Like, who is it? Who's doing it?
Yeah, because the joke's gone so far that no one believes it's real anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
So I believe something's happening. Something weird, something fun. Apocalyptic, maybe. But yeah, good case.
It's so chaotic. This is so fun. I'm glad I did this one. I was switching between this and something else, but I'm glad I landed on this. Because this
perfect.
One... insane. Yes. And it's weird we haven't talked about it yet.
I know.
And knowing how our luck's been lately, this is probably gonna go viral. Not this video, but the Denver airport's probably gonna go viral in a month for some reason. And it seems to keep happening to us. So we'll see.
It's a little ideas.
You ready for a conclusion?
I am.
All right. Whether you believe in conspiracy theories or not, one thing that is for sure is that the secrets behind the Denver International Airport will forever remain
a mystery. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for watching.
Thank you so much for listening and watching.
Season 8 premiere.
Ooh, woo, woo, woo.
We love having you here. I wanted to give a quick shout out. We talked about a little bit on the Science Files, but I want to quick shout out to all of our new fans and listeners.
Yes.
It's an insane amount of love and new prospects, and we hope you stick with us. We love having you here.
We do hope you stick with us. We are excited that you are here. We're excited to put more mystery stuff out, excited to branch out in different realms.
Yes.
We just can't wait for you to join us for the ride. So.
Please rate us 5 stars on any podcast streaming service you might be listening to.
Yeah.
If you're on YouTube, give us a like, subscribe, comment, share. Give us options for other cases. We're always looking for something.
We would love it. Check us out on the Instagram at @themysteryfiles_. We have our link tree in our bio.
Mm-hmm.
You can find our merch from Bonfire and Redbubble. We are also on YouTube and all the other streaming platforms.
We're on, did you say TikTok already?
I did not.
We're on TikTok at the Mystery Files Podcast. If you want, like, bite sizes of the cases that we do that are hour longs, if you want to try to catch up, we also have little silly clips in there, lots of things. Very easy to connect with us there. So check us out and follow us there as well.
Yes, we'd love it. But until next time, we love you so much.
We'll see you next time for Tiffany's case.
Yes.
All right, we're going to go make some Lucifer shirts now.
Lucifer shirts.
All right.
Okay.
Goodbye. Bye.